The next patient is Edgar Barquero. The last name is Beta Alpha Romeo Quebec Uniform Echo Roger Oscar Barquero, Barquero. First name Edgar, Edgard. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old male. Referred to the practice by Dr. Cordoba, C-O-R-D-O-B-A. And the reason for the referral is proteinuria, period. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus and has been treated with oral hypoglycemics, including pioglitazone glimepiride. And recently placed on Siliqua because of the very poor control of the blood sugar. The patient has a strong family history of diabetes. His father had diabetes, and apparently one of the daughters has diabetes. This patient has had a stroke and has had a coronary artery disease, heart attacks, and multiple PCIs. There is evidence of proteinuria, and there is a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 2.6 grams of protein. That is the reason for the referral. At the present time, we are going to discuss the diet that has to be a plant-based diet. The restrictions were explained to the patient in detail. The pertinent information was given. The importance of following a schedule in the diet, a schedule with the medications, and monitoring the blood sugar as well as the blood pressure. From the kidney point of view, the BUN is 11, the creatinine is 1.2, the estimated GFR is 66, and the patient has a macroproteinuria of 2.6, pretty close to nephrotic levels. There is no evidence of activity different in the urinary sediment. The patient has glucosuria. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is out of control, 188 over 86. Rearrangements of the medication was done. The patient has was switched to amlodipine with benazepril 520, one tablet POVID, continued with the administration of labetalol 300 milligrams POVID. The furosemide was increased to 40 milligrams on a daily basis. And taking into consideration the presence of proteinuria and the severe cardiovascular disease, Farxiga is indicated. We are going to start 10 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, peripheral arterial disease. Following number, in the peripheral arterial disease, the patient had a stroke, right hemiplegia, and the coronary artery disease that is followed by the cardiologist. Coronary artery disease, also followed by the cardiologist. The patient has hyperlipidemia that we are going to reevaluate, as well as the uric acid. Very complex case, needs a lot of attention. The patient was given instructions to call us in case of any doubt. Everything was given in a written fashion. The prescriptions were sent to the pharmacy, and hopefully he will comply with our plan of care. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.